In the season of Advent, we are actively watching and waiting for signs of Christ's return into the world. As we prepare for Christmas, we are preparing for God to enter our world and our lives in a new way. Look all around for the signs that God is doing something new in our world. Look all around to see what God is doing new in your lives. Seek the signs of God's reign around us.
Signs of light and wonder.
Signs of hope. May we treasure what we have heard and seen and ponder them in our hearts this Advent.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke. It's one of the apocalyptic readings, so the readings at the end of the age. And it begins chapter 21, verses 25 to 36. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among the nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint with fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then Jesus told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that each day catch you unexpectedly, like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times. Pray that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. Will you pray with me? Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears this day. Let us pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I was asked a few weeks ago by a church member who did not grow up in the UCC, what is Advent? The short answer is the four Sundays before Christmas. However, when we say it that way, we expect that the rest of the world, we're going to start singing all the Christmas carols. And that doesn't happen. And so we're sorely disappointed. Instead, we hear this language about the future and the apocalyptic and the end of the world, and we hear John the Baptist calling us brood of vipers. Really? So what is Advent if it's not preparing for Christmas? It's a time to look at the past and the future while living in the present. We begin on the first Sunday of Advent with the future. We listen for Jesus' promise that the days will surely come when Christ will return to the earth. Matthew, Mark, Luke write that what they remember Jesus saying just before he is arrested and crucified. This chapter and the other chapters in Matthew and Mark all happen, these teachings all happen right before Jesus is taken from them. The writers are also, as they're remembering Jesus' words in a scary time, they're doing so at the very same time that things are falling apart in their own world. The temple has been destroyed, and the disciples are getting arrested and killed for their faith. Everyone is hoping, expecting that Jesus is going to return soon. They're hoping for Jesus to free them and save them from these terrible things that are happening in their world. And so they're hearing again Jesus' words about the future while living in that future right then and there. Now, people of every age and time have wondered if and when Jesus was coming, especially when life's been difficult. And my friends, these days are no different. Some Christians have looked at the changing ways of our world, and they see signs in what they understand is a sinful lifestyle. And when they look at the world, they say, oh, Jesus is going to return soon and make everything right, and make all people faithful, and take those who are not faithful and judge them. Other Christians are seeing the changing ways as signs of God's love being enacted and are working hard to be more inclusive of all people, returning both to the words of the prophets of the Old Testament and the teachings of Jesus, calling for the care of the children, refugees, the widow, and the outcast. These folks are also seeing signs of God's presence and God's coming in the world as they prepare for Jesus' return. Jesus tells us to pay attention to the signs, and he lets us know that times will be hard. In our polarized world today, we know many are struggling, each in their own way. Some are fearful of others. Other followers of Jesus are doing all they can to be inclusive. Some want the freedom to take up arms and are fearful others will take that freedom away from them. While still others are demanding that there be some kind of regulation so that more lives are saved. Some are expressing hatred to people of color. Others are calling for equality and justice. These are not easy times as Christians disagree strongly with what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Years ago, in an interview, actually it was here in Wisconsin, on the other side of the state, I was asked, what do you think is the biggest issue coming before the church in the time to come? What do you think is going to be the biggest issue? And I thought about that, and, you know, they were expecting me to say homosexual rights or abortion or something like that. And I said, no, it's the authority of Scripture. The authority of Scripture. Its interpretation and understanding. That was going to be what divided us. I had that right. Advent is a time to claim what we believe in the midst of a divided world. It is a time to live toward the future and the present. Jesus told his disciples it would be hard, but to look for signs of his reign. We are the United Church of Christ. We're not the evangelicals, and we're not the nuns. We are people of faith. We are followers of Jesus. The identity of this congregation has always been that all are welcome. It is when we disagree about what that means that we are most challenged. Some members say God's love is for all people, male and female, heterosexual and homosexual, transgender and questioning. We are a people who welcome strangers and people who welcome others of all color and nationalities. We stand with the marginalized. We know there are needs, we know there needs to be policies and reforms, yet we stand with Jesus' love for all. And also, among us are members who understand Jesus' teachings very differently, and they fear we are on a very slippery slope, as we are as welcoming as some would like to be. Still, God has brought us together, and together we must find a way to express God's love in our world. Our work is to make the holy signs of God's love and presence evident, even as we disagree with one another, within our families, among friends, in our community, in the world, and yes, in the church. The signs of polarization can clearly be seen, even as those signs were obvious in the days when Luke wrote his gospel. Jesus reminds his disciples to look up and to see him coming to be among them. He tells them and us that our redemption is near. He tells us that there are signs we understand. He tells us and shows us the fig tree sprouting leaves that tells us that summer is near. Now, I know some of us love for the winter. And yes, the snow is beautiful. Yet all of us know that it will come to an end. Yeah. And the tulips we planted in the fall, they will again blossom. Hallelujah. When I asked the confirmands, what are God's holy signs? One answered very quickly. The changing seasons. She's right. God does make himself known and reminds us of his presence in the changing cycles of life, birth, in the changing cycles of life, birth, life, death, and resurrection. When we see how God renews the world, life in this world and in the world to come, we know at that moment that the words of Jesus will not pass away. They will stand forever. Those words have been among us now for 2,000 years, sustaining people of faith for 2,000 years. And my friends, I believe that the words of Jesus will continue to sustain us. Those words of Jesus have caused his followers to do their best to make his love known. We can look back and we can see the times when we've been very faithful in history, and we can look back at times when we've not been as faithful. But we know Christians in all ages have tried their best to be followers of Jesus as they understood the scripture at that time. And so today, when we live in the present while looking to the future, let us continue to live in the love of Jesus. Let us continue to look for holy signs and make evident the holy signs of God in Christ. How do we do that in a polarized world? Well, the devotions I read from the UCC and other progressive Christian groups remind us over and over and over again to be kind, to share God's compassion with all, to be careful with our words, to know when to speak and when to be silent, to take rest and sit in the presence of Jesus from time to time so that we do not burn out as we strive to express our faith and be as faithful as we can be. Another one of our confirmands, when I asked for evidence of holy signs, named the fires out west. We didn't have time to delve into that more deeply, but I think he meant, as we see the people supporting families who've lost everything, when we see firefighters giving their all, their lives, we see holy signs. Anytime we share God's kindness and compassion, we create holy signs. We are encouraged to live each day under Jesus' lordship, to live toward the future in the present, filling each day with activity that is meaningful, because that's what Jesus expects. We are to work for the fulfillment of God's purposes for humanity. And then to know, when life is difficult or comes to an end, God remains faithful and stands with us. And Jesus will give us the words to say when life is tough for his followers. Yesterday, as some of you heard, I attended a funeral in town. Man was 96. He died without fear. His pastor said he had lived in Christ. He trusted in God's ways, and as death drew near, he knew peace. As I walk now with one of our families towards death, I too see their courage and their faith. It is with that courage and faith that we are to live every day. We never know when Christ is coming. And so we are to be alert at all times and to stand ready for his coming. We are to make evident in our lives and words courageously the love of God in Christ Jesus. My friends, let us keep our heads up. Let us be alert at all times, because the truth is, Jesus is coming again. Our future is in the present, and the ways we live in the present. Look for holy signs. Look for signs that God is in our midst, and create holy signs that show God in Jesus Christ is among us. Amen. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we are aware of the struggles of many in these days. We are aware of those who are facing illness. We are aware of those who are facing death. We're also aware of others who are facing crises in their own lives, some fearful of what the future holds for them. We pray, O God, for your abiding presence. Remind us all that you are with us in all times and places, that you will help us to stand and stay alert, that you will help us to be faithful in the best ways possible that we know at this time in our history. O God, our God, be with our nation and with the world. Be with our sisters and brothers in Christ, those with whom we agree and those with whom we disagree. And help us, O God, to make your ways and your love known in ways that we can all hear. Thank you, God, for all the blessings that you give to us. Thank you for health and hope, for peace and joy. May it be so in the days ahead. In Christ's name, amen. Let us respond to God's goodness with the giving of our gifts. Let us give according to our faith. Let us give working toward the kingdom of God so that it might reign on earth as it is in heaven.
Thank you.
Gracious God, we dedicate these gifts to your work in the world. Help us to do what needs to be done so that holy signs are made evident through the work of our congregation in this community and the world. Bless these our gifts, we pray it in Christ's name. Amen.